British author Ian McEwan has been acclaimed for novels that explore the human condition. He won the Booker Prize in 1998 for Amsterdam. His 2001 book, Atonement, was shortlisted for the Booker and became the basis for the Oscar-nominated film. In Ian McEwan's latest book, Lessons, we first meet Roland Baynes, a lackluster poet and pianist living in Clapham, England, in the mid-1980s. But the book spans both the decades before and after, as we see how both world events and personal betrayals have shaped and continue to shape his life. Lessons is now out in paperback. Ian McEwan joined us when the book was published last September. You started writing Lessons in 2019 after a long publicity tour for your last book, and you had a lot of time to write during those long days of COVID isolation. Did that make it easier or harder to finish this one, all that time to yourself?
Well, I hate to say it, but it made it a lot easier to have an empty desk diary gathering dust in one corner of my desk. And it meant that I could do what I actually really did intend to do in 2019, which was to sink myself into a long novel. I actually had a very good time and a wonderful immersion.
So what made you want to have such an immersion, to sink yourself into such a long novel at this time in your life?
It's something to do with the backward glance that haunts us all as we advance in years. But also, I've spent my life as a writer being very interested in character, and I decided that character could best be examined in another way too, which is to see it over a whole lifetime. And so the question then became, who's going to be the central figure? And I doodled for a good while, then started to write, I don't know quite how or where it came from, the very opening of this book, a piano lesson, a boy at boarding school, very much like me, but being inappropriately touched by his piano teacher, a woman. This was not my experience, and yet the school absolutely was. And those first chapters were really a matter of discovering that I was about to write a novel that had someone who resembled me in some ways, but lived a very different life, especially after the age of 16, a kind of alter ego.
So this book is autobiographical in some ways. When you talk about the backward glance, the whole life novel, parts of this are from your own life. They're fictionalized, interwoven with the narrative of the novel.
That's right. I mean, I had two thoughts in mind here. One was to write about the ways in which global events beyond our control penetrate and, to some extent, shape our lives, and sometimes entirely shape our lives. But then also to keep thinking about that backward glance, the narrative we make about the lives, the years that stack up behind us, and how that shifts, how we rewrite, how we maybe in our 30s begin to get our first firm handle on how we grew up, who our parents were, what they were like, what our adolescence was like. I was interested in the way that this story changes as we age. And then certainly for those of us who become parents, we might look at our own parents in a different way, maybe in a more forgiving way once we realize what hard work it is.
So talk to me more about your main character, Roland, in this book. When he is 14 years old, as you mentioned, he enters into a sexual relationship with a 25-year-old woman who is his piano teacher. And at the time, he sees it as a positive, right? He's becoming a man. But over the decades, he's introduced to this idea that that experience was actually a criminal act. And he has to come to terms with that. Why did you decide to address this particular topic in the book?
I'm very interested in the ways that certain key events, especially if they're negative in early life, cast such a long shadow. And to come back to what I was just saying, the nature of that shadow also changes. So Roland, as he gets older, having suppressed the memory for a good stretch of his life, having felt it beginning to really intrude and distort his relationships, he's always looking for some supreme experience that he can never quite get. And then finally, 45 years later, he goes and confronts that piano teacher again.
And what's the lesson from that confrontation?
The lesson is there's no such thing as closure, I think is what I'm, I know that's not very helpful, but there are certain problems in life that rarely get solved. They get maybe get forgotten, they may get suppressed, or they just become part of your baggage. You just get used to carrying that load.
The other critical event involves Roland in 1986. He's in a rundown house in Clapham, England. His wife, Alyssa, has left him and their infant son, and it turns out that she left him to become a writer, actually, which is a familiar story, right? Leaving behind a spouse and a child in favor of a career. But we often hear about it from the perspective of the man who does the leaving. Why did you explore this particular story from a different direction?
Yes, the literary biographies are filled with stories of men who leave their wives and children to answer the higher calling of their art. And there's forgiveness all round because we only look at the work. So I think it was that disunity, that fracture in response that interests me here. And also something we don't do in our lives, we never do what Alyssa does in the novel. Just leave because you know what you've got to do and you're going to take a grip on your existence and become a great writer. That's given to very few of us. Most of us proceed by baby steps through life.
You talk about the global events that you write about in this book that are beyond our control, and you actually weave history into Roland's experience. The Cuban Missile Crisis actually spurs his affair as a young boy. Roland is at the Brandenburg Gate when the Berlin Wall comes down. An old friend becomes rich and funds the Brexit campaign. Even at the end of the book, COVID cuts him off from his family and friends. Why did you use Roland as a lens to look at some of these very important historical events?
Well, you know, people talk about how pop music, rock and roll, becomes part of the soundtrack of their lives. And I think political events, global events, play a similar role, a parallel role. You know, we are very much like characters in a Greek tragedy or in a Greek saga like the Odyssey or the Aeneid. The gods, i.e., you know, Gorbachev or Khrushchev or Kennedy, we watch them, we are aware of their enormous power over events. We have none of that power ourselves. And we look on, amazed and disturbed, but in full knowledge that the culture of our times, the political taste of our times, is being dictated to us. There's nothing we can do about that. We just have to live our lives through it.
Through Roland, you ask the reader, Ian McEwan, to think about what constitutes a well-lived life. As you reflect on your own life, how would you answer that question?
Well, one way of thinking about this, for me at least, is to think, well, suppose someone had an amazing life-extending therapy they were about to offer you, and you were going to live to 160. I've often thought, well, what should I do now? And the answer really tells you, you know, what you lack in your life. I think I would have to go on being a novelist, because although novels are just novels, they reflect upon the life as it changes around you. Mm. I felt very lucky in my life to have discovered writing, to discover myself as a writer, and to explore character, explore history, explore all the wonders of being human. I mean, if I have one great regret about my mortality is that I'll have to stop doing it. But yeah, I would go on doing this for another 500 years if I could.
One last question. As you say, this book reflects on life as it changes around us. It's also about secrets and about stripping down to deep emotion. What would you like your readers to take away from your newest book?
I hope they'd feel by the end of it what it's like to really grasp a whole life and to get a sense, too, of what it would mean for Roland's mother, especially, who's modeled very much on my own, who had to give away a baby, six-week-old baby, her child, on a railway station in 1942, and kept that a secret all her life. And writing this novel gave me a sense, a full sense of just how sorrowful she was. I understood now what the source of that sorrow was. If there is a lesson, I guess it might be, don't hold on to those secrets. Find someone and tell them, and I wish she had told us. We could have made her feel much better.
Ian McEwan's novel is Lessons. Ian McEwan, such a pleasure. Thank you.
My pleasure, too.
Lessons is out now in paperback.